Every day, I dress myself in multiple skins. I put them on like stretchy, paper-thin layers to disguise, protect, and cover the fragile self that lives at its core. My skins are my armor. They build walls. They're fragments of my own creation, carrying the names I was given. The skin I have worn the longest is that of a daughter, a sister, a female red person, performing gender since I was born, and it is the skin that itches the most. It rubs against the skin of the feminist, who rejects patriarchal social constructs and refuses to be silent. It is deeply connected to my queer skin, which is shielded behind all my other layers and only comes out at night. During the day, I wear the skin of a designer who is not a specialist in any field, but pretends to know everything. My other skin is that of a writer who does not dare to call themselves one, but rather clings to the term mediocre when referring to their writing. My skins are temporary. In the past, I have taken some off, storing them away safely so I could wear them again later, like beautiful vintage coats. Some of them are old and wrinkly, some are scarred and inscribed, and some are hypersensitive and empathetic to their surroundings. My skins inform the way I experience everything around and inside me. Skins shape bodies, skins build worlds, skins tell stories. Skins are the biggest organs. They surround bodies, simultaneously beginning and end. I stare at the page. I have been staring at the page for an amount of time I cannot count or weigh. The shapes in front of my eyes wiggle in a blurry dance. I concentrate. I concentrate hard. I try to focus. The shapes expand and tighten in a pulsating rhythm. Lines of text flow like the waves of the ocean, like liquid black dots in white glossy paper. The shiny surface glows like a still lake, mirroring the sunset. I stand at the lake and forget about the page. A slim layer of fog lingers over the liquid surface. My mind drifts across the water, tries to swim, slowly. There is no rush. I sense the soft water between my fingers. I move them, and I feel coated paper. The shapes reappear, wobbling around like worms in the warm spring earth. Reality lifts the fog off of the water. Shapes sharpen. Letters crystallize out of the black mist. Lush lines freeze in their intended positions. My eyes focus. My brain is on fire, but in a good way. And I continue to read where I left off. If I say a word too often, it loses its intended meaning, becomes redundant, an empty collection of sounds. Word, 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 word. All the words I write here have been used before. Every word I use in this essay contains endless possibilities, and when they are combined, they offer us different ways of reading them, depending on the pairings. I like the idea of simultaneity, a thing that is, but at the same time is not. It cannot be pinned down. It cannot be read in one singular way. Can my thoughts be shapeless and take shape at the same time? The internal processes of my mind take shape. My words become material. My thoughts become molecules. My text becomes a body, literally, a body of text. My skin, my flesh, my blood. I put on the heavy skin of the writer and start to type. The tap-tap-tapping of the keyboard forms an enchanting rhythm. I write and I write, but I don't know where I go. The ending is open, the page has no limits. I trust the words to lead me someplace I didn't know before. I follow their path, take some turns, walk a few steps back, meander around the text that grows on the screen in front of me. I jump around, back and forth, and fill the holes in the grid with new letters. I notice a dusty shadow lurking in the distance. Is it the concept of time that is trying to catch up with me? I hurry to collect my thoughts and sort them by meaning, to put them into lines to become a physical body of text themselves. There are ghosts that live inside the text I write. I feel the words watching as I read. I touch them with my eyes. I hear their intensity and smell their wildness. I taste their memories on the tip of my tongue. All the words I write here have been used before. Their meanings are fragile. I can see right through them. The letters become mere shadows of themselves. The space between the words becomes unstable. The texture of the text becomes permeable. The skins I wear every day are leaking. They have been leaking for quite some time now. Punctured and wounded, they start to crack like icy frozen puddles crushing under my shoes. My skins are temporary. They might melt in the warm sunlight at any moment. They are slippery and fluid, and refuse the names that they carry. They don't want to be named. They shift and stretch, transform and tear, evolve and embody. They reject the categories into which I put them, since they never belonged there in the first place. Translucent and porous, my skins are spilling over, liquefying and dripping into one big pile of soft flesh that sticks to my core. If I say a word too often, it loses its intended meaning. Can we unname things by naming them too often? Skins are my body, are my skins, are my body, and I feel shapeless and illegible now. My body is my world, bordered by skin, described by words